It was last October. I was coming back from climbing Muckish, and it was a wet day, and just before the log cabin, I was coming around the corner, and there was like a slight dip in the road, and the wheel kind of caught the dip, and then the car slid out, and then it started sliding across the road, so I tried to recorrect the steering wheel to straighten up the car, but then the car just kept on going, and it just went over the kind of cliff edge, which would be across from the T-junction there outside the log cabin. So the car struck a tree. There's obviously a lot of damage under the car now. Me and the passenger both suffered injuries. Now, we were very, very lucky. I don't know if you've seen the photos yesterday. It was a very close call now, but the road is just in seriously bad condition.
You believe this crash you were involved in was down to the condition of the road?
That is definitely one of the factors. Obviously, the weather is a factor as well. And I'm sure there's other factors as well, but the road condition it is a very uneven surface. Even 2 months after my accident, I actually was down again. I was down kind of checking the accident area, and the dip in the road was still there. And you could even see how cars came around the corner. The kind of back of the car was cars would kind of hop out a bit, you know. And the road, it has, that little dip has been filled since, but the road itself is very uneven, you know. And it's
so you're appealing for work to be done on that stretch of road to prevent this from happening to anyone else.
Exactly. Like, I never knew there was 9 accidents on that road. To read there was 9 is just crazy for the little small stretch of road to have that many accidents, and for the road not to be, you know, like totally resurfaced or something like that is crazy in my eyes.